in. But we still want to focus on municipalities as a whole in South Africa. According to the Auditor General, 26 billion rand in irregular expenditure was racked up at municipalities in the 2019-2020 financial year. And according to the AG's office, that was mainly spent on consultants. Advocate Salbi Makoto is with the Special Tribunal of South Africa. It has the mandate to try and recoup funds that have been siphoned off due to corruption, fraud, and illicit money flows. Joining me now is Advocate Salbi Makoto. Salbi, thanks so much for coming onto the show. When people think of corruption and we think of money that has been siphoned off, stolen, disappeared, who knows where, we usually think of it as it's just gone. It's in the ether and we'll never get it back. It's yours and other people's job at the Special Tribunal to try and recoup some of that money. And in this case, particularly municipal finances that have gone on a walkabout.
Thank you very much, Lestine. Good morning indeed. And thank you for inviting me to the show. It is indeed correct that the Special Tribunal's mandate is to recover and recoup the money that has been lost to wrongdoing, be it in the form of malfeasance, corruption, fraud, or any form of misrepresentation involving state departments. But we are not investigating bodies. We are a court of law, and we rely on the evidence that is submitted to us by the Special Investigating Unit. In terms of the Act, the Act that established the SIU is the same Act that established the Special Tribunal. So we are more of a specialized court in the sense that we only focus on the civil recovery part of it. So our proceedings are mainly civil in character. So coming back to the main issue of the municipal allegations of financial irregularities, as per the Auditor General's report and as to the cases that are before the Special Tribunal, yes, we do have quite a number of cases before the Special Tribunal in respect of the funds that need to be recovered from the various municipalities across the country. The figures are actually, I'm not able to confirm the figures as to what is presented before us, because we still have to go through that to conduct an audit, because they keep on coming. But we have got several municipalities in the Eastern Cape, in Northwest, in Limpopo, in the Free State, all over. So, and the modus operandi in most of these cases is that money has been spent inappropriately, and it ought to be recovered.
When it is recovered, and whether there is then civil suits to recoup money from implicated parties, people, businesses, is it prioritized to go back to municipalities, or does it just go into the big mattress, which is National Treasury, to be doled out again? How do we ensure that the money that was supposed to go to service delivery doesn't then just go back to Treasury, but actually goes then back to municipalities to where they were intended?
One of the things that we need to correct is the procedure in terms of this money as soon as it has been recovered. Because we can only grant the order that it be recovered once we have gone through the evidence and once we have gone through the witness statements or any other form of procedure that we need to get into. But for the money to be recovered, it has to be established that it has indeed been inappropriately spent. So for it to come back, it means then that we need to get into the SIU. Normally I would see them using the SIU trust account, but it has to go back to the institution that has been defrauded. If in this case it's a municipality X, it means that money that need to be, that wherever it was stolen, it has to go back to that. That is one of the orders that we can grant, as long as it can be established that it came from this particular source. So the source where the money was taken is the source where the money ought to be taken back.
On that report by the Auditor General 2019 to 2020, 26 billion rand in irregular expenditure. The bulk of that went to paying for consultants to compensate for the lack of financial management and reporting skills. How do we need to strengthen municipalities so that we don't have accountants and financial officers simply just signing off tenders and signing off contracts without the proper financial management and also reporting skills?
Lester, you'll be amazed by the overwhelming evidence that normally comes to the special tribunal, be it in the form of affidavits or any form of documentary evidence. One of the things, first and foremost, is the expertise, because some people will just authorize expenditure. You look at the procurement of PPEs, for example, the manner in which the expenditure was authorized, was executed and implemented, was indeed problematic, because it showed that people disregarded the constitutional, statutory, and other legislative prescripts governing procurement in public institutions. So it's a huge problem. But then, for it then to be properly accounted for, it means the people need to have the requisite skills, they need to have the requisite capacity, and they must have the proper qualifications, because that is also another thing. You find that you go through the witness statement, one of the things that need to come in is for the proper qualifications of the person to check if ever you can rely on his evidence. And you find that in most instances, this is one thing. So it gives us the problem, the problem, because then at the end of the day, we need to follow up on all this, but we will never be deterred. We will recover the money to the last degree. If it means then we need to summon and subpoena the bank accounts, we follow the money. It has happened in instances, Lester, that in some of the instances, some of the people had resigned, and we received application wherein we had to forfeit their pensions, because one of the trends is that people, upon realizing that there's trouble looming, they immediately hand in resignations and think that they are now escaping liability. So we have granted most of the orders wherein we had to preserve their pension funds. We had to make sure that we make them to account for whatever a wrongdoing that they might have done. So we have got several preservation orders, several interdicts. People had had their bank accounts frozen, their pensions interdicted, until the matters have been concluded.
Selby Makgoto is an advocate at the Special Tribunal, trying to get our money back, particularly when it comes to municipal irregular expenditure, fraud, corruption. Selby, thanks so much for joining us here on The Morning Review.